This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is away. I'm Steve Inskeep. Many Liberians say they're heartened by the arrival of the first members of a Nigerian peacekeeping force. After securing the airport, a growing West African force plans to move into the city of Monrovia, where rebels have been fighting, to unseat President Charles Taylor. NPR's Jason Bobian has been following the situation from neighboring Ivory Coast and joins us now. Jason, I know you were in Monrovia itself during some of the recent fighting, so you must have some idea of how relieved people are now.
Yes, this is really the sort of the moment that people have been waiting for, actually for years. The fighting had really intensified over the last weeks, but this civil war has been going on for about 14 years, almost nonstop, and people have been feeling that really the only answer is to get international peacekeepers in. And so they started to arrive yesterday, and they got a very warm welcome in Monrovia.
But the force that has arrived so far is very small, and the ultimate force is only going to be about 3,000.
Yes, that's right. Originally, they were supposed to get 300 Nigerians in yesterday. They got in about 200 of them. And the plan was that tomorrow they were going to start moving in some more. That might change, given that they didn't get everybody in that they were trying to yesterday. Eventually, this is supposed to be 3,000 West Africans. And that's not going to fully be constituted for another 3 weeks. So it's unclear when they're actually going to get out and start trying to enforce the peace. At first, they're just going to secure the airport. And this could lead to some problems because the fighting is really in the heart of Monrovia, which is 30 miles away from the airport. So there's still a question as to when they're actually going to get to do their job of getting in between these forces, which have been waging this really bloody battle for Monrovia.
And the man at the center of this civil war, President Charles Taylor, remains in Monrovia, right?
Yes, he does. He remains in Monrovia. He said that he will step down next Monday. It's unclear what's going to happen at this point. He gave some assurances yesterday that he will leave on Monday. However, he's always said that he's not going to leave until the peacekeepers are on the ground and in place. And it's really not going to be the case that those peacekeepers are going to be out there in force by next Monday. So that's one question that's up in the air. And at the same time, Taylor yesterday, through some of his representatives, started throwing some new conditions on his leaving, saying that he wants to leave as a free man, referring to this United Nations war crimes indictment against him, that he wants that lifted before he will actually depart. Also, it's unclear whether he's going to leave Liberia and go into exile in Nigeria, which the rebels have said that they absolutely need as a condition of them accepting any peace deal. So it's still unclear what is going to happen with President Taylor. However, he has said that he will leave power next Monday.
So Taylor hasn't left yet. Have the rebels stopped fighting?
No, they haven't. Heavy fighting was reported in parts of Monrovia yesterday. It was also reported in Buchanan, the second largest city, a port city further down the coast from Monrovia. And out in the countryside, people say it's still unsafe to move around. Humanitarian organizations have all pulled out and say that they can't operate in the country. So the fact that the peacekeepers have arrived hasn't brought security to Liberia. We're still a ways away from that.
NPR's Jason Bobian has been covering this story for weeks. Jason, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.